What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Why?
To be back.
Oh, I was like, what is she planning?
I was in LA for way too long.
Yeah, I concur.
I was there for like a week.
You really bounce back quick. I thought about that today. Like, you're like, podcast tomorrow, and I was like, you're not even in the state yet. It's crazy. Like, when I get back from those long trips, I feel like I need like 48 hours of silence and decompression.
And we got in at like, what, 2 a.m.?
Yeah, we got in at like, yeah, 2. And then I couldn't fall asleep till like about like 3 a.m. And then...
This would never work for old Jana.
What do you mean?
Oh, it would.
I was always taking the early flights.
Yeah. I know, but old Jana would be like 2 a.m. That is way past my bedtime.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah. It would be like 8:09 here and we were all like frantically cleaning up. It's time to go. 8:15.
You know, I'm a grandma. I like to go to bed early. What can I say?
I know, but new Jana doesn't go to bed early all the time.
Not all the time. She needs to.
She needs to.
Nothing good happens after midnight. Isn't that what they say?
That is a very good point. I haven't really pulled a midnighter. But anyways, we're getting off topic here. I have something I'd like to talk about that really has bugged me.
I'm nervous.
That's why I said, why are you excited? I knew it was something. I can tell, but she's looking at you. I hope it's you.
Why do you guys go straight to it's y'all?
Well, because you were like, I have something to talk about. Hit record. I'm like, oh, that gives us no chance to process. So it kind of feels like an ambush.
And Mark is here, so that's even extra terrifying.
Oh, I'm hoping it's one of you for sure. Fingers crossed.
Mark is counting on it.
No, I have zero friend issues. I have the best queendom ever. You guys, although I did feel a little attacked yesterday on our queendom text message because of my, I went on a few dates in LA and, and
Mark's like material here for it.
Yes, yeah. I know a little. Is it the person I'm familiar with?
Oh, my body's not a wonderland.
I can't talk anymore because I'm deceased. Please don't edit it out. So good. I'm blushing. Why am I blushing?
Me too.
Oh, I'm hot.
Oh, that was good, Jana.
But it wasn't even about that. It was it was about something else that I was...
Why do we even bring up queendom? There's nothing that goes on in that chat we can talk about.
I found the one thing and I posted it. It was like the
yeah, only you had thing to snip we could it talk fast. About.
Yeah, literally.
Well, and so... But you guys were like calling me out basically because there was one thing with one guy where I said, you know, he's... Okay.
Mm-mm. He likes the color blue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
What?
You have to use an example.
I'm not even following.
He's not going to enjoy it until it's politically incorrect.
I could get possibly because it's a belief system.
Oh, got it.
Okay, I see.
And so maybe I would... Well, no, everyone knows I'm a Christian.
Mm-mm. Okay, So you went out with somebody who wasn't a Christian. Is that fair to say?
That's it.
Yes.
Great.
And so Mark, I had just...
I look at Mark like he's a dad.
I know he is.
As most do.
I'm like, tell us, yes, no?
But I realized how important that is for me, for the other person to have that same quality?
Sure.
Or same belief system?
Same belief. Yeah. Yes.
Same belief for not only what I want in my life, but like my children. And why am I like tiptoeing over like the fact that I'm going to get canceled for that? Like I shouldn't feel tiptoeing over like what my belief is.
No, I tiptoe.
Tanya's talked about this at length. Tanya is now dating a Jewish person. She's very shocked by that because she always said she would never date a non-Christian. And so that's been an adjustment for her, but that's been a very interesting storyline for her.
Okay.
She's coming around to that.
So she's dating him.
The person that I went on a date with was Jewish.
Okay.
And so thank you for like, because I'm like, I just feel like you can't say, and I'm like, why can't I talk about my faith? Without, and so I'm glad that Tanya has talking about that. That's great. It makes me feel a little better. But yeah, and so I basically went into my queendom chat and said, I'm now realizing how much this means to me. Mm-hmm. And we sat down and we had a really, this guy is like great, you know, like really good dude. And he's Jewish and it has nothing, and I have no problem with that. The only problem, not problem, but is like, what I want for my family and my kids, and is like, can we pray to this different things and that still work in a relationship for what I want now? Because before I could probably give, I wouldn't care at all. Not that I wouldn't care at all, but like I could never date an atheist just because that would be really tough for me.
Sure.
So, you guys are staring at me. So I basically went into queendom and said like, hey guys, like everything checked boxes, but this was like a big thing and this is a big thing for me. But then Pam's like, well then why haven't you got rid of the other dude that is also Jewish?
Okay.
So why is it one? Yeah, go ahead.
My beef with other dude is not that he's Jewish.
At all.
What's your beef?
That he sucks. So
I think that
so Pamela and the defense attorney, all she was doing was saying, here's one way we can get rid of this guy once and for all.
Yep.
Because every time I'm like, oh, look at, he texted, and they're all like, snooze. Like they're sending like snooze emojis and like, he's so boring. Like,
if people knew how mean we are to you sometimes in that chat.
Yeah. I'm not mean though. I was just like, wait, how did I miss this?
In a very loving way.
I don't know. I don't think I'm a tough love girl.
I'm just saying.
I make a lot of jokes in there. But I don't think. I was just more shocked that I missed this huge piece of information.
And like why I'm like the last few people I've not continued having more dates because they of their faith base.
Yeah, Pamela was just going, listen, this guy's got to go. If you're going to do it for one, we got to do it for the other. And I'm going, whatever gets this guy out of this fucking group chat once and for all, because I'm so over him. This is like the most, this is the least interesting human I've never talked to in my entire life.
It's the guy
equivalent of a corporate email every time he texts. Thank you, Jana. That was lovely. I'm like, we can't have Christmas with this guy. Friendsgiving sucks. I'm bored already. We are all dating him. It matters to
it
all
does.
Of us.
It does. That's the thing you have to understand is we are all dating him.
We don't want to invite him to Easter. And now we can anyway.
No, we can anyway.
I wish I could say his nickname because his nickname describes how I feel about him. But it's
well, what's his nickname?
Sucking transcends religion.
What?
Sucking.
Sucking transcends all religions. So the question is, why are you still with him? Why is he still in your life if your friends can't stand him? To me, that would be a major red flag.
He's not fun Jewish guy. I can do fun Jewish guy. I'm excited for fun Jewish guy.
The other one is fun Jewish guy?
I don't even know him.
Is the other one fun Jewish guy?
We went on one date.
We don't even know him. We don't know any of them, but.
We don't, but some of us felt like we knew the first one.
So this is boring Jewish guy.
The most boring human.
BJG. Okay.
BJG.
So why
the girls
are you still
on
with
TikTok
BJG?
Don't think so.
That has nothing to do with being boring or not boring.
But what? But Jana, doesn't that affect you that your friends have this opinion of him?
That's a really good question.
That's actually a really good question, Mark.
What in the world?
We're with Mark.
Always.
When Mark asks, she has to answer.
It actually doesn't.
Mm-hmm. I knew that answer.
And every other person, I would want, if they didn't like my whatever exploit, like, which, you know, they ended up not, but like, I would be like, peace out.
But there's something about this guy, or there's something about this moment in your life?
It's a Nat Geo episode, and we are here for the chase. It's a huntress on the prowl to lock this boring ass man down. He's a challenge.
Because he's not interested, or he's playing hard to get.
He's playing impossible.
Mm.
So he gives enough. This I've carefully dissected. He gives her enough, but it's not anything, but it's enough. Like, I saw it yesterday.
Uh-huh. Is he breadcrumbing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what's smaller than a breadcrumb?
But very unavailable breadcrumbing.
Yeah, it's like disappearing breadcrumbs. I'm like, I think that was it. Oh, no, it's gone. I can't tell. I don't know. Now I'm lost in the woods, and we're
it
still chasing the boring guy.
That we're still here. But you really don't. You didn't let us talk to him. Face. Like, every other guy was like, oh, I want you to meet him. I want you to talk to him. He's like, this one's like off limits.
Yeah, like when he would ever FaceTime, I would run away. Normally anyone else that would FaceTime, I'd be like, well, these are my friends. And I run in the other room.
Mm-hmm. No. Like swaddle. Because,
what does that say, Mark?
Yeah. Is that because you know he sucks and they're going to get on your case about it? Or you want to keep this just you and him? You want to keep this private? What's the motivation here? Why is this different from other guys? That's what I'm trying to get at.
So he started off as just, he was the start of my like hot girl summer. Just very fun. We had fun. Flew out to meet him a few times. We had fun. Like it was a good time. But there's something very mysterious and
impossible.
I mean, there definitely is like deep down, there's definitely something in me that's like, of course I want to be the one that like he chooses, because he's such a hard one to get. Like, he's so unavailable that I'm like, and this is my issues from like way back in my 20s. So there's a little piece of me that Jana, that kind of comes up. There's a piece that just wants to have fun and know that that's what, just what it is. Like, my therapist is like, when it stops being fun, you need to, like, stop. But, like, there's also the other piece of me. It's like, well, maybe, like, because I know that I'm the longest person he's hung out with since his divorce.
But don't you think that if you did land him, whatever that means to you, it would immediately get not fun and boring?
Can I answer that? Like, why are we hunting him?
I know. I'm done. I'm done. I'm over it. When I got the black heart the other day, I'm done. I deserve better.
You do deserve
you
better.
You absolutely deserve better.
I know I do.
He sent you a black heart?
Because he has a black heart.
No, I sent like this cute little like video when I was on set the other day.
I'm sweating.
And then all he sent back was just a black heart.
Wait, you sent a video
while
we were there?
It's not engaging.
Did I realize that?
It was the video that I sent Queendom.
No,
this
I know,
is what
but
I sent,
didn't then realize that you actually sent it to him. And he sent you a black heart?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Oh, like, you have to go get a black heart. That. There's intention there. What does that mean?
I don't know. Let's call him up. I'm kidding.
Could we not? Because I already fell asleep thinking about it.
Did it deter you? It didn't?
No, it did. It did now. We actually did have a conversation, and he was like, you know, I'm like protecting you from like my personal detachment issues. And so I'm like, it was basically the call, like, I'm into you, but I'm just not that into you kind of call. So I'm like, I get it now. So I'm detaching.
You don't seem like you're detaching.
You don't seem.
Mark, do you want to get on the Queendom chat?
Yeah. Oh my God. If Mark was on our Queendom chat, you would die.
No, I am.
You can detach with love. Like, you can care about him, and then you can also make him go away.
I promise you, I'm like, I know that he's not my person. That I can 1000% say with certainty and clarity.
That's why you probably don't care what we think.
Yeah.
Because it's not like you think you're actually going to ultimately end up with him.
Yeah. He has been hidden from us, though.
Can I go back? 99% clarity.
Oh, my God.
I wish I could say his nickname.
I don't know why she won't let us.
His nickname?
You know what it is, but it says his name, so I can't. It's not like Swaddle. Like, with Swaddle, I could talk about Swaddle right now, and Swaddle doesn't know who Swaddle is. That one, we had to wrap up like a little baby and hold him. He needed Jana really bad.
Oh. This one is that, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So what's the end game? Or maybe it's changed, but what was the end game? If you knew he wasn't your guy.
Well, so I don't reach out to him anymore. Him. Yeah, yeah. So I'm just like.
But what was the end
game? He was really attractive to her.
So see? Was the fling?
To anyone. See?
The goal was the fling?
He was really fun for Hot Girl Summer. Yeah.
Great connection.
We had a great connection.
Physical connection.
Yeah, physical connection. We had good, deep conversations.
Did you shake your head?
When we talk, when we're together.
I think it was deep.
Yeah, yeah. When we like, I love like, he's very intellectually and like intelligent. And so that was, and he's older. He's upper 40s. So, it was and I will say this too, because he was always kind of busy working. I was able to go to these really cool places and then just be alone during the day and meet, like, have fun in the city. And I got to write. And, like, I really got to, like, I sent the girls a photo when I went to this one part of California. And I was just like, if anything, like, he gave me, like, this adventure piece of me. Like, I got to really adventure and fly alone and, like, be alone all day, you know, and almost all night, too. Just, like, having fun and, like, you know, just exploring new cities.
It served a purpose.
Yeah.
For sure.
So it sounds like he was great for this season of your life, but it's fall now.
Yeah. Fall. Hot Girl Summer's over.
Fall in love is here, and we cannot fall in love with boring guy.
No. That's and right. And he basically kind of said it, too. Like, you know, he's like, I'm dating other people. And, you know, he basically gave me the, like, I'm into you, but not that into you.
Well, if he was into you, you wouldn't have to ask.
Yeah. So I'm over it. Having said that, I'm over it. I'm over it.
I just need you to put this polygraph on your
head. I haven't contacted him anymore. I just, you know, since yesterday.
Since yesterday at 3 p.m.
No, but I'm done. I'm not going to reach out to him again.
Yeah.
I swear.
Good.
Well, all relationships, what? They come into your life for a reason, a season, or for a lifetime.
Yeah, no, he was a really fun season. But the whole point was, my girlfriends were like, why are you, like, because he was Jewish. So she's like, they're like, why are you, but again, to me, I know he wasn't my forever.
Yeah.
So like, I didn't care.
You're just, it's a different reason.
Yeah.
Like, you're literally going out for different reasons with different guys. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. A reason, a sports season, or a lifetime, they say.
Cute.
Oh, man.
Cute. You know what? I feel like we almost should save my other topic for another day, because we have an amazing guest coming. But it's just so good.
I didn't.
Is she here yet? Oh, she's not here. Okay, great. We're going to talk about it. This involves someone that I had a season with last year.
Great.
I am a little peeved. Yeah, I said the word. Peeved. Is that a word?
Yeah, I said it. I'm furious. You heard it here first.
So when this person and I were hanging out, I named his beer company.
This is good. Is this the tell-all? Part of it.
I named it. I have proof. Okay. Now, this person also got very angry that he named someone else's business and wasn't getting compensated for. It's not uncommon to be upset about that.
Sure. No.
It's not uncommon to be upset about.
I cannot handle all of us today. I love this so much.
About okay. that. So I even gave the whole, like, what it stands for, how you should promote it. And then he would send me, what is this design? I was like, this design looks great. So then I get a call from Decker, Jesse James, because I also told her. And she goes, oh, it's out. And I go, he did not use the name. Oh, and the same design. And my promo for it
No.
So yeah. Here's my thing. I'm not asking for a check. You know, like, I get it. It's fine. He could have at least emailed. Here's my beef. Email and say, you know what? Thank you for the name. We're going forward with it, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted.
Greetings, is genius.
Greetings, branding genius.
Yeah.
No, but, like, is that wrong of me to, like, be upset about that? Or no, call me out. Please, call me out.
I'm never going to call you out because this happens to me every day of my freaking life.
What do you mean?
People take my words all the time. So, and it annoys me. I had a friend of mine who named their son Legend. Unfriend.
Who?
In Michigan.
Oh.
But I was like, it was like 2 months after he was born. And I was like, bye. I don't think this is, this is my life. I'm the ghostwriter. I think you have every right to be annoyed. And I think you should have gotten an email.
Yeah.
I agree. And I bet he didn't send the email for legal reasons. I bet if he sends that email, he's admitting that you came up with it.
I have text proofs between him and his partner saying, like,
you may not know that, but I think you have two choices. I think you pursue financial compensation or you have to let it go.
But could I actually pursue financial compensation?
If you have proof.
I would talk to an attorney about that, but if you have proof, then probably.
What if they have an ambassador program? She could link it and get her money back.
No, because I don't like beer, okay? All I'm saying is it just would have... I'm not going to go after money, like, although... Because, again, I was in this very brief relationship... I wouldn't even call it a relationship. Very brief dating stint with this person. It just would be nice to say, hey... Because, I mean, people steal... Not songs, but, like, songs. Different song titles all the time. Like, how many songs are there, like, whiskey or whatever.
Right.
But, like, just something being, like... I mean, Wind Down wasn't even close to that one girl's.
Right.
But I still was like, I'm sorry. And, you know, like, how can we make this or what? Because I didn't even know. But this person knew, took what something, my name that I made for it. But then also I did give it to this person. But then my thing is, I'm like, then why were you so upset about the other person's business that you named? So it's a little bit of hypocrisy on his, on his side.
For sure.
But that's part of the reason he's no longer in the roster anyways. Hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm. Mark, what do you think? Talk to a lawyer or just let it go?
I think you have to let it go. Unless you want to pursue legal action, that's different. But if not, I don't think it's worth reaching out to him. I don't think. You know, it's like they say, you'll be much happier if you accept the apology that you never received. I think you have to go to that mode right now.
And I think a break from legal action sounds really good for all of us.
I agree. And also, I would have just loved an email. That's it. That's all I would have.
What goes around comes around, though. I really do believe that.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyways, let's take a break, and then we're going to get Lisa on, who is just an angel.
I got to go grab a beer.
Okay. Here, I'll give it to you. It's for free.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but
Wow. I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I know, well, first of all, we have a massive off-air catch-up to do because we oh my God. I can't wait to hear all of it. So Lisa has been like you've truly just been like been on the journey with me, and I've just been, it's been such an honor to be just, you know, with your words and going through what we both have been going through. And I just, I've looked up to you for so long, so much so that Kristen too, my friend here, she just screamed knowing that she didn't know that you were coming on.
I didn't know it was you. I needed a minute to like get myself together.
Right? Because she's epic.
Yeah. I've bought a lot of your books for a lot of my friends.
Thank you. That's so kind. And I wish I was there in the studio with you, but
curl
alas.
Up in your lap, it would be awkward.
No, she really would. Okay, so you have your new book out right now, but first I just want to say, like, how are you doing? Do you have a little heart check?
Thank you. I love heart checks. I feel like I'm sitting with my therapist right now because he always says, let's do a check-in. So, you know, I'm doing really well, Jana. I think healing from relational trauma, whatever relationship it is long. And I think it takes a while, and it should take a while. I think to the level that you love people is to the level that you're going to experience hurt. Mm. And so when you love deeply, you hurt deeply. And I think that there will be layers of this that I unpack for years to come, because for me, it's not just the facts of what happened. The longer part of my healing journey has been the impact that all of this has had on me. And so while I think I can forgive and quickly, more quickly move through the facts of what happened, that's like accepting it and grieving it and deciding to move on from it as I've moved through it. But I think the impact of this is going to be something that leaks into my life for years to come. And I think that's okay.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that too. I was just talking to, I was on a panel the other day, and we were saying, and even with my therapist too, you know, people say, like, do you think you have to be over it? And I'm like, in today's society, it's like, why haven't you moved on yet? Or the person that hurt you, why haven't you moved on yet? If this happened, whatever, like, get over it, move on. And it's like, grief and trauma and, you know, things that hurt, can come up in different times in your life and different moments. And it can be, you have to process that, you know, instead of shoving it down. And I think people just think it's like, all right, be over it, be done with it. And it's like, it doesn't work that way. Well, I wish it was, I wish it would. But I haven't seen that to be the case. I mean, things in my life too, I'm like, why am I now just feeling these emotions? And my therapist is like, that's grief. Like, and that's, you know, those are experiences that you had with your ex, and they're going to come up at different times and you're going to feel different things. But then I don't know about you, but I'm like, I shame myself and go, I should be over this. Why am I crying? Does this mean I'm not healed? Or does this mean I'm like going the wrong way? So how do you kind of navigate that?
Well, also I think part of it is that we get triggered in our pain. I'm not really sure why my iPhone sends me memory pictures like this on this day 4 years ago, and then it's this picture or this movie that they've set to like this lovely music. And, you know, those memories used to be my greatest gift, and now sometimes they're my greatest struggle. And I think memories work that way. You know, grief to me is like dreaming in reverse. And what I mean by that is, like, well, usually when you dream, you're looking forward to something. But when you're grieving, you look back at what you thought was, or maybe what was, and you want to try to go backwards, but you can't go backwards. So that's why, to me, grief is like dreaming in reverse, and it's a process. But also what complicates it for me is those triggers. So like when a memory pops up on my phone and I didn't invite it, I didn't go shopping for pain, I didn't look for it, it just comes. And all of a sudden I'm in the grocery store and I find myself bending over, like putting my head down on the banana display, and the poor underpaid fruit attendant is looking at me like, ma'am, back away from my bananas. You know, he doesn't get paid enough to deal with women like me. And, you know, those triggers, we can't time them. That's part of the issue with triggers. They just hit us if we're at the grocery store, or if we're helping our kids with their homework, or if we're out having a lovely dinner with our friends. You can't time a trigger. I wish I could schedule triggers hitting me. Mm-hmm. Like, I wish it could be like Tuesday night, I'm going to be in a bubble bath taking communion, and you know, having like the praise music on, and you know, and just like, and then I can just cry and cry and cry it all out. Mm-hmm. But you can't time triggers. But I started to look at it now, Jana, as that's a grace from God. Mm. Because it's letting, those triggers are really letting the full impact of this leak into our life in bite-sized pieces where we can deal with it. Because maybe God knows if the full impact would have hit us all at once, it may have really killed us.
Mm. I've used it too as like a way to show up for myself a little bit, like the ambush. So I've been heavy into grief and trauma therapy for like the last, how many months?
Five.
Six. But one of the things she had mentioned to me was to sit and give, you know, like I give my kids 15 minutes of floor time a day. And so she said to give your grief 15 minutes of floor time a day, like turn towards it, ask what it needs from you. So when the triggers happen, it feels like an ambush to me because I'm like, I'm not looking at you right now. I'm not asking for you right now, but I feel like the stronger part of me is showing up for myself in the way that, like, when I do get triggered, I say it or I'm dealing with it because I'm a compartmentalizer, you know, like I'll just go, okay, well that hurts. And then I swallow, it's hard to swallow. And then I put it away. But if I can, you know, turn to my husband or whoever's with me and say like, you know, I don't like this, or this hurts my heart, or this is making me feel this way. It's like really standing in my own self and showing up for myself a little bit more than I had before, instead of just going, that's obnoxious. And I do want to get to my bubble bath at Tuesday night at 8 p.m. and I'll cry about it then.
I love that thought of turning toward it and asking, you know, the grief, what do you need for me? I really love how you phrase that. I'm going to use that. Thank you.
You should use it. You're a magical human.
I have a question too, because you've written so many, obviously, you know, Forgiving What You Can't Forget. And I mean, there's so many amazing books that you've written, but is there something in there where you're like, I still struggle with this piece of it, where you almost feel like I wrote this, but am I not a hypocrite, but like that you still struggle with that piece?
Yes, of course. I give myself permission to still be on a journey. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty clear in my books, like this is not like an art to perfect. Mm-hmm. this is a journey to take. And you are going to have setbacks. I'm going to have setbacks. And I think acknowledging that to my reader, even while they're reading the book, gives them permission to understand that they're going to have setbacks too. And it's not about having a setback. It's really about taking the setbacks as they come and determining to still get back up. And if you need to lay down for a while, lay down for a while. But then don't get stuck there. Like, let's get back up. Let's get back on track toward the goal of healing from this. And not only healing from it, but I think we all have a choice when we go through something hard. Is this going to be something that permanently adds something to me or permanently subtracts something from me? And I feel like when you go through relational trauma, it's already taking enough. So I'm not willing to let this subtract anything from me. I am willing to let this add things to me, like even more compassion for other people and even more compassion for myself. And so, yeah, I have setbacks, but I also have compassion for myself when I have those.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
I'm Ilya Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, obviously, I know we talked during your very public breakup, and how are you with that now, walking through that with, especially, you know, the being so heavy in the Christian world, and like, how are you dealing with outside opinions and voices that I know, you know, you've at times struggled with?
Yeah, well, one thing I did proactively, I'll answer how I'm doing in a second, but I want to get this little part in. One thing I did proactively was some of the Bible verses that I felt like maybe weaponized against me, or I've heard weaponized against other people, such as God hates divorce. Okay. That's a really tough verse from Malachi. And what I decided to do is, you know, get proactive and really look into the real meaning, intention, and context of those verses, so that I didn't hear statements like that and get defensive, but rather I was already educated to be able to answer them intelligently. And here's what's interesting about that particular verse is that in the original language, before the King James Version, that interpretation of that scripture was never there. It only started, God hates divorce only started at the King James Version. Before that, what that verse actually said, when a man hates and divorces his wife, he does violence against the one he should protect. Mm-hmm. So you see, me being educated on that, when people say, well, you know, and people, not a lot of people have said this to me, but I've heard it so much that I can hear it in my head, people saying it to me, God hates divorce. I do believe God hates what divorce does to people. And I think we've all kind of heard that sidestep, you know, but I wanted to be educated and say, did you know, like, what, and some versions of the Bible have this correct interpretation. So I say, let's get several versions of the Bible and let's actually open it up to that verse in Malachi. And they're shocked when they see that in some versions it says God hates divorce, but in other versions it says, when a man hates and divorces his wife, he does violence against the one he should protect. So me being educated makes me a whole lot less defensive and a whole lot more intelligent in my response to that. And I think I felt empowered to be able to talk about how I'm doing now using some of that intelligence, because this is both a heart thing and a head thing for me. I will always be sad that my marriage of 30 years ended. I will always be sad. But I look at it now that while that is a part of my life, it is not the sum total of my life. And, you know, it is scary to try to figure out, where do I go from here? You know, I'm not young like you are, Jana.
Lisa, you know? This is why we have to have our after talk, because I told you, like, you got to stop doing that to yourself. Like, you're beautiful. You're successful. She always says, like, you're younger. You've got time. And I'm like, you've got just as much time to find someone that is going to love you and treat you the way that you deserve to be treated.
I agree with you,
and that,
Jana,
like, breaks me when you say it, because I'm like, oh, God, I wish you could see yourself from, like, how we see you, and like how I know that someone that is deserving and will love you will see you.
And I don't know how old you are, but
I disagree with you.
I don't know how old you are, but I will tell you this. I would rather find a man in the older years of life to date. Like, to me, I don't even know. So say you're 40. I would rather be dating 40 and up than to try to do this at 30, because I feel like there's some wisdom, if you can find the right one, but there is some wisdom, that salt and pepper wisdom is what I call it in our house. But, like, you know, there's something that you gain as you get older, whether you're a man or a woman. And I would rather date that or lean towards that.
Well, you also know yourself so much better.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I'm going through a divorce after 15 years and I'm 38, and it's like, man, I am such a different person than when I last dated.
Crazy.
You know, it's like, I don't even know what to do because I'm just, it's just all new, which is scary. Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely scary. But
the best part of my life was after my divorce. I was divorced once before, Jake from State Farm, not the popular one, Lisa. And my whole life was on the other side of that. And it was the darkest time of my life.
I'm so sorry. After
it or during it?
During. Yeah. Darkest. The shame that comes with divorce. People saying they were disappointed. And I felt like I was already down and they just kept kicking. And I was like, it was like I surrender, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. And I just grieve every time someone has this as part of their journey. So thank you for sharing, both of you, that. I'm 53, just so let's just put that on the table.
Well, you don't look 53, you look so great. This is the great news. I don't know what you're up to, but let's put that in the after show.
You're so sweet. So I guess what I mean by I'm older now, what I mean by that is, you know, being married almost 30 years, I had so cemented in my brain where my life was going. And so when I say I'm old now, it's not that I feel like I'm too old or past the stage where, you know, I can still find, you know, a different version of my life that will be happy and joyful and wonderful and all of that. I think what I mean is it's a very hard shift to make when you really thought your life was going this way and it had been for 3 decades this way.
Sure.
And then now my life is going this way. And I am working really hard to make sure that my end goal here is not to find another man or another husband or anything. If that happens, that's amazing. And I'm open to it now, which I think in some of our earlier conversations, Jana, I was not open to it at all.
Yeah.
And so
that's all I want you to have. I just want you to be open.
Well, hope deferred makes a heart sick. So we don't need the hope deferred.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. I'm so glad my kids are listening to this because they are huge wind down fans.
Yay. Okay. Well, so let's
say it louder for the people in the back. But I'll just say that, you know, I'm open to it, but I don't see that as the ultimate sign of redemption. I can find redemption by living a life that still is honorable to my kids and that still honors who God created me to be.
Mm-hmm. I love that so much because I think that's like where I finally, Lisa, I've gotten to where I'm like, the man doesn't define my worth or my redemption story. It's like my redemption story is the healed, happier version with me and my kids. And like how like that is like, and I think that's the same, going to be the same for you.
Yeah. I mean, if you keep looking for your worth in a man, you're never going to find it.
No. Or that to be the like, look at, I'm finally happy. It's like, no, I'm actually finally happy who I am today.
Yeah.
Without being like, yeah, of course I would love the companionship, but.
The right companionship.
The right companionship.
And I want to be settled in my heart. You know, it's like more than just happiness. I want to be settled because, you know, when you've got these feelings of I'm longing for something and I need that something to make me feel settled. Mm-hmm. I want to feel settled on my own before I get into any kind of future relationship, if that's in store for me, so that I'm not looking to have them right some of my wrongs or how I've been wronged, or even to make me feel a certain way. I want to feel a certain way so that I can bring that into a relationship and grow a relationship from there.
Absolutely.
I really feel like the dusted off version of you is going to be your most favorite version of you.
Thank you.
And it keeps coming to me, so I just have to say it.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to rub that in my heart.
Do it. I can't handle what's happening. Autograph my baby, Lisa.
Hey, Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you have a new book out called Good Boundaries and Goodbyes. Loving Others Without Losing. Oh, no, it's the release date. It's November 8th. So you have a new book coming out November 8th, Good Boundaries and Goodbyes, Loving Others Without Losing the Best of Who You Are.
Wow. Add to cart.
Is there a pre-sale link that we can link to it right now?
Oh. Yes. Oh. Yes, absolutely. It's available for pre-sale at, you know, many different retailers for sure. I am really excited about this message. And let me tell you why. The number one reason I'm so excited about this message is because I lived a long portion of my life misunderstanding boundaries and almost feeling as a Christian woman that I didn't have permission to draw the same kind of boundaries that other people could draw because maybe it was unkind or maybe it was a little bit unchristian or whatever. I had so many misunderstandings. So I lived a life before I understood boundaries, and now I'm living a life now that I have a proper understanding of boundaries. And I am so grateful for what I've learned in the research and the writing of this book. And probably the biggest lesson is boundaries are not just a good idea. They're actually God's idea. So if there are Christians that are listening, you know, to that have the same feeling of like resistance to boundaries, or anybody listening that has resistance to boundaries, I just want to say that they are so foundational to even the way that God created the earth. In creation, God had boundaries. The very first conversation God ever had with another human, in his first recorded conversation with Adam, the whole purpose of the conversation was to establish a boundary, right, where the freedom lines were and where they were not. Yeah. And so I just feel like I have been so set free, and I'm so eager for other people to have access to this information. And I just think it's life transformative. And then also the goodbyes part is, in all the years of me growing and learning, I've never been taught how to say a good goodbye. And I've fumbled that quite often in previous goodbyes. And now I just feel better equipped. Even if the good in the goodbye has nothing to do with the other person, even if that goodbye in essence was really awful and hard and everything, in my heart, I can settle it as, I'm going to give a good goodbye, even if I never get that back in return. But I'm going to walk away with this and from this, and I'm not going to add the added burden of regretting how I said goodbye. So I think both sides of it, the good boundaries and goodbyes, are just going to be very profoundly helpful for people. They have been for me.
I think,
I can't wait
just because I'm getting better with boundaries, but I feel like I struggle where I still don't want to upset someone else's feelings. So it's sometimes, I've gotten way better, but it's still, I go to the, well, I don't want them to be upset, or I don't want them to be hurt. So I'm going to just kind of, and again, I've gotten better, but I still feel like I do that in certain situations.
And you know what, Dana, I think it's so interesting that you're saying that, because I have felt that too. I still feel that tension a little bit. Mm-hmm. I don't want to disappoint people. Mm-hmm. And so, and I guess to some extent, I have been afraid, if I don't do this, then they're going to be upset with me. They're going to be disappointed in me. They may reject me. They may walk away from me. Mm-hmm. But if that thought pops into my head, that that person's going to be disappointed in me, that they may reject me, they may walk away from me, then that's an indication that I'm in a relationship where that person probably eventually is going to disappoint, you know, mm-hmm. see me as a disappointment, reject me, and walk away from me. Mm-hmm. So that can't be my reason not to draw a boundary. Healthy people appreciate healthy boundaries. It's only unhealthy dynamics and unhealthy people that resist boundaries. Mm-hmm. And usually it's the people who need boundaries the most who respect them the least. Mm-hmm. And so I personally think that when we say boundaries, it can feel like, oh, I'm putting this boundary on someone else. And ultimately, we know we can't control another person. So that's a wrong tactic, to put it a boundary on someone else. What we really need to do is to boundary ourself. And it's not to be controlling or manipulative. It's so that we can keep ourselves safe and healthy, so that we can give the very best to that relationship.
Yeah, I've kind of started rephrasing, because for some reason, boundaries to me just sounds like harsh, yeah, or like hard. So I feel like now I'm kind of going more like, okay, how do I honor myself in this moment? Like, what do I actually need? Do I want to be alone? So sometimes I over plan with like 3 different people, you know, and then I'm just like, I didn't really want to be doing any of this stuff, but I don't want to. So I'm like, okay, what does honoring myself look like in this moment? Do I want to go out tonight, or do I want to just stay in and be alone? So it's like, I think sometimes that helps me in a way rephrase it, because I don't know why boundaries just seem so like negative to me. And that's my own issue. And I know I need to work past that, to look at boundaries as a healthy thing.
I've read somewhere that it is boundaries are not against anyone, but they are for you.
Well, but see, I think, you know what I think just came up and you saying that is, in my relationship with my ex-husband, mm-hmm. boundaries were made to be so negative. And so, you know, like, because I had to set certain boundaries, and I was made to feel terrible for those boundaries, even though it was something for his recovery.
Was it really your boundaries, though, or were they his boundaries?
Well, I had some of my own, like, I don't want you to go to a strip club. I don't want you to, you know, be out like until 3 in the morning.
Him, not you.
But either way, the boundary got a negative, and then it's my fault for having those boundaries.
Yeah.
So that's where I need to almost retrain that.
I'm madly in love with boundaries. and it has no negative context to me at all. It is like everything.
Well,
good.
The people that so love you are going to respect them.
Yeah.
I love the word. It is hot to me. Actually, the whole title is hot to me. Boundaries and good boundaries and goodbyes. Well,
I've never heard anyone say that one of my book titles was hot. So thank you.
This hot.
You definitely don't know, Kristen.
But Lisa, you understand though, right? Like having to like feel that.
I do. Yeah. I do. So let me give you three new words.
Okay.
That have really helped me a lot.
Okay.
It's access, responsibility, and consequences.
Okay.
So to the level that I give someone access to me, is to the level that I need to require them to be responsible with that kind of access. So let's focus on those two words first. So if I give someone level 10 access to me, but they're only willing or capable of bringing level 3 responsibility, the distance between the amount of access I'm giving them and the level of responsibility they're giving me, that distance is dysfunction. And it's also a need for a boundary, but I know that I cannot force the other person. I can ask them to lift up their level of responsibility, but to the level of access I've given them. But if they are unwilling or incapable of anything more than a level 3 responsibility, then it's my responsibility to put a boundary on myself and reduce their level of access down to a level 3 so there's equilibrium in the relationship again. Otherwise, the third word, consequences, otherwise we are both going to suffer consequences because of the difference between the access and the responsibility. And that has helped me so much. And what I mean by access is, how much access am I giving someone physically to me? How much access am I giving someone emotionally to me, intellectually, financially, even in my capacity? You know, like you gave a good example, like I've agreed to go out with 3 different friends tonight, but I really just want to stay at home. So you've given them access to capacity, and you can express to them, I don't have the capacity to do this. But if they sort of are demanding back, then they're not being responsible with what you have said. And that is, I have limited capacity. So part of it's our responsibility to communicate what we need for someone to have responsibility for the level of access that we've given them. But once we communicate that, then if they do not honor it, then we can't keep trying to get them to up their responsibility. We must then be responsible enough for ourselves to reduce the access.
That's like reduce the best way that's ever been explained.
Ever.
By far.
This is, I love you. It. This is why she's like my like soul. She's your girl, like I know. She's my.
And this is why boundaries are hot. Because it's the access regulator. That's all it is. Do you feel better?
I do.
We have circled that. Back to hot.
We're going to keep doing that.
We're going to keep going back to
hot. Because you're 53 and hot. So there's that.
Oh.
That's right, girl. Yeah. Go.
I told her, I was like, I go, hey, one of like my kidless weekends, I'm like, we're going out.
Yes.
We're getting dressed up. I'm doing your makeup. We're going like to town. So maybe fun. To Florida. I don't know. We'll talk.
I will give you a little tidbit. Because this year I've focused on working on myself rather than spending so much time trying to talk other people into being responsible with the access that I've given them, it's freed up enough time for me to get really healthy. And I've lost over 40 pounds.
Good for you.
That's amazing.
I'm
happy
for you.
Congratulations. I'm actually wearing shorts today. I'm actually wearing jeans shorts at the beach.
Aww. Yes, you are.
As
yes.
long as I love you. I just want you to feel good because you're beautiful inside and out, and I just am so thankful for our friendship, and I cannot wait to read this new hot book.
The hottest book out.
Hottest book ever.
Can we please catch up off air this weekend?
I would love that.
Okay, great. I will call you this weekend. But thank you so much for coming on. Girls, do you have anything else?
No.
I mean, there's a million things, but we've already...
Just add the book to cart. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I know. So I'm like, excited. I wanted to write down a couple of things you said, and I was like, it's okay. It's recorded. Like, I got yes. really you overwhelmed. Go back and listen. Yeah.
Thank you so much, friend. And I will, I'll call you this weekend.
That's awesome. Okay. And hey, if either of you want to call me too, we're now all three friends after today.
Danger. Absolutely. But the access you just gave her might not be dangerous.
I want to talk about healthy access. Lisa, forgiving what you can't forget. I just really love you a lot.
I really love boundaries. You're going to be responsible with the access.
I am super responsible, but I love really hard. I'm not intense all the time, but once I know I can be intense...
She just snuggles up in there.
I do. Yep. I love your confessional. Let's do more of that.
Oh, great. Girls trip, here we come.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
All right, friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye, all right, Jane. Bye, honey. I'll call you.
Bye.
So beautiful.
Like, isn't she
inside
just...
Inside and outside.
You know what?
I just, hot shorts, Lisa.
Hot shorts. I love... she's... Because I called her when... we connected because Mike and I did a podcast with her, and then I called her. I don't know if I can share it yet, but I did write about it in something that I'm working on, and I got to ask for her permission even for that. But she gave me so much good advice and information, and since then, like, we've just become like, we have like check-ins.
I love that,
because she's just, and I just love, you know, the Christian woman that she is, and like, I've leaned obviously more into that, and so just to have her voice and strength and opinions, and then like, I love how vulnerable she is, because it's like, we're all, you know, we all have that little piece in us that just feels like we might be done. I'm like, you're not. And that's why I was like, I was like, you know, like, you're not done. It's not. No. Don't worry about your age, or, you know,
well, like, really, the compare. Thought of it just felt overwhelming, though, too. You know, like the rebuild,
but like, even the like the tears that she brought here, and it's like, I just like, I feel, because I like, you know, feel, I don't know if you ever feel it too, Kat, like being you know, almost divorced now. It's like, you just, that now, we're all okay alone, but there's still the yearning for that little bit of that love.
Well, and I was like, I'm gonna adopt a child, and I will just never be married. That's what I thought.
Well, that's what I think. Well, that's definitely what I mean. I think
I was game over, not interested.
But I mean, it's interesting hearing her say like her age or whatever, and like, well, I'm older than you, Jana. Like, you can still go out. Well, you know, I have it in my head. Well, I'm not as pretty as you, Jana. Like, you can still go out. You know, we all have like
something
there that's like, you feel like is holding you back, you know?
Yeah.
So it's all it's good to hear someone like that. And from the Christian point of view, I love that, because there is a lot of pressure in the church. There's a lot of,
a lot of darkness and divorce too for Christians.
Yes, 100%.
Like, I felt the weight and heaviness of it the minute she said it. It just all came back to me. Yeah. It was just like this shame, like knockdown.
And I think it's gotten better a little bit, probably, than probably from you even went through it. But I mean, it's tough.
And our quality of friendships is different. Like,
sure.
But can you imagine too, like, someone who is, you know, she speaks so much in that world, than to have to be faced with that. And it's like, and something that's she tough. Didn't want.
Yeah.
You know, this wasn't, he was not faithful. Like, he was not a good man to her. Mm-hmm. And it's like, having that stripped from her too, even though she tried and worked on it. It's like, it's just so that the, I always go to like that unfair, but also there is redemption. It's not with the other man. It's redemption and like the beautiful person that she is and who she's helping. Like, that's the story. That's the redemption.
And that's like, that's the Christian story. Mm-hmm. A perfect life is not a Christian story.
No.
It's the growth and the redemption. Forgiveness.
Good stuff.
And boundaries.
Hot.
Hot. Hot. I freaking love boundaries.
Bye, guys. You know, I don't even know where to start with this, because it's the comfort,
It's the style. It's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.